Garden Path, a series in six parts by Sue Lynn, starring Imelda Staunton as Izzy. Part 6, A Dick in Shining Armor.
No one atop, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
So tell me, what's wrong?
It's not so easy.
Take your time.
Relax.
Can't be that bad.
Well, you know, all those months ago you told me you weren't ready to get involved.
Well, I wasn't. Well,
I know, I'm not arguing with you, but it's just that... just that I have to go back to the beginning to explain everything.
All right. Go on.
Well, you said you'd keep in touch and we could get together in the autumn.
Yes.
Well, you never rang, and every Sunday night I'd lie in my bath and think, well, next week he'll ring.
You shouldn't have done that. Silly thing.
Oh, I've done a lot of things I shouldn't.
Oh, well. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Well, September came along, the new term and all that, and I still haven't heard from you. Nothing at all, but I couldn't help wondering what you were up to, so on the spur of the moment I came up to Cambridge and...
Found Marianne in my college room.
Yeah. Packing up your things. You'd moved back in with her.
Well, not really, in the proper sense of the word.
No, well, how was I to know that? You never let me know what's going on.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Get on with the saga.
Well, it's not a... Well, you can imagine how I felt when I got back home.
Yes, I can. I'm very sorry. But as it turned out, it wasn't anything to worry about, really,
but,
was it?
No, what I'm trying to tell you, that I was in such a state, I was so lonely, that I got involved with someone else.
I see.
And it was just a fleeting thing. It didn't mean anything. It just cheered me up, that's all.
It's all over now, then?
Yes, of course it's over.
Well, then... what's the problem?
The problem is... I'm pregnant.
Oh. I see.
I'm sorry, Bill. Oh, what a thing to happen.
Well, you have got yourself into a mess, haven't you?
Yes.
Who is this bloke?
Nobody. It's just a young chap. I've lost touch with him now.
Well, it's at times like this that your friends rally round.
Do they?
Yeah, of course they do. Maria will be a tower of strength. I'm just seeing her now, handing out the maternal advice. Louise will be around.
Never mind about Maria and Louise. What about you?
That's a difficult one.
Difficult.
I'm not really all that heroic, my dear.
Well, you've never called me my dear before.
Haven't I?
No, and it sounded horrible.
Horrible?
It sounded like a door slamming.
Oh, no. Don't be silly.
I'm not being silly, Bill. I'm being deadly serious.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't seem to be able to say anything right.
Oh, well, perhaps you don't want to.
I can't deal with this, Izzy.
All right. Never mind.
No, wait. Just let me explain. Marianne's going to Australia. And she's taking Susanna with her.
No. Can she do that legally?
I'm going to try and stop her. I'm not very optimistic about it.
Oh, God, that's dreadful.
My child is being pulled away from me, Izzy. I used to be able to cuddle her every day. Now she's going to be on the other side of the bloody world.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Bill.
Well, I'm sorry too. I'm so wrapped up in it all, I can't possibly get involved with somebody else's child. Not at this stage in my life.
No, I can see that. I'll say Goodbye, then.
No, don't say...
Oh, yes, come on. Don't make it more difficult for me, Bill. I've got enough to cope with.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now, go on. Drive off and don't hang around. Just drive off now. I hate goodbyes.
Are you sure you're all right?
Well, of course I'm not all right, but that's not your problem, is it? Just go.
This is your Dickie Wickie.
Where are you?
Look, I'm sorry I haven't managed to get to your place yet. I've had to come home first to wash my hair.
What? You could have done that here.
I know I could, love, but I have to do something else, too. I've got to sort something out with Izzy. I'm just waiting for her to come in now.
Sort what out?
Well, look, you know I went into school to do a bit of work in the pottery room. Well, this bloke come in, Roger Raysbrook, his name is. He was in the fifth form last year, before your time.
I've heard of him.
Well, he come barging into me room, and you know what? He plunked this dollop of wet clay on me head and said, that's for making Izzy pregnant.
What? What the hell have you been up to, Dick Barnes?
Linda, calm down. Of course I didn't.
Oh, yeah? I've seen the way you look at her.
Oh, don't be daft. You know Izzy and I are just good flatmates. I didn't even know she were expecting.
I'm not a complete idiot, you know.
Oh, don't be silly. Don't be so...
I don't think I've got any more to say to you. Goodbye.
Linda!
Oh.
Hello, Izzy. That was... Have a nice evening.
Yes, thanks, Dick. And you?
Oh, fine. Fine. Actually, there is something I wanted to ask you about, Izzy.
Oh, does it have to be now, Dick?
Well, it's important, Izzy. Look, I know, I heard that you were in a bit of a fix.
Well, yes, Dick. I'm pregnant. And it's all a terrible mess, and I've just had an awful evening, and I don't really think I'm up to talking about it.
An awful evening with...
With Bill, of course.
Bill? Oh, of course. But... How could you have an awful evening with him? I thought he was, well, perfect for you.
Oh, don't, Dick. Don't rub salt into the wound. Have you got any crisps?
I'm not sure. You should be eating
them. Oh, look, shut up. This is an emergency.
Oh, what's wrong, is he?
Bill won't have anything to do with me.
What?
He just shrugged his shoulders and driven off out of my life forever.
What? The bastard off. Kill it!
Kill him, well, you have to catch him first.
But how could he do this to you, Izzy? I always thought Bill was a decent bloke.
Perhaps Michael was right. He always said he'd leave me in the lurch.
But he's criminal.
Oh, well, I wouldn't put it as strongly as that, Dick. Most men in this situation would have done the same.
I wouldn't.
No, I don't think you wouldn't, Dick. I think most men would have...
What's wrong with him? He must be not right in the head. If ever I see him again, so help me, I'll smack
him. Calm down, Dick. I don't want to talk about it anymore, okay?
No, but if I...
Just... Tell me what you were crying about when I came in.
Yeah? Oh. Ah, nothing. Just a misunderstanding with Linda.
What about?
You.
About me?
Yeah. She got her hauled to the wrong end, you know. She thought it was me who got you pregnant.
You?
What?
Sorry, what? No, for
What are you laughing at, Izzy?
No, it's just a complication of it, you know.
Oh, ridiculous, isn't it, really? Razors and Linda both thinking you're pregnant by me, when all the time it's Bill.
Bill? I can't bear this, it hurts.
Oh, Luke. Oh, is he? I know everything's going to be difficult for you for a while, but do remember, if there's anything, anything at all that you need, you only have to think of me.
Oh, thanks, Dick.
Oh. You're feeling better this morning, Izzy?
Yes, thanks, Dick. What about you?
Oh, yes, fine, fine. I thought I'd go round and see Linda today, make it up sort of thing.
Oh, yes. Take a nice big bunch of flowers.
All right, yep. Izzy,
Mm-hmm?
There's just one little thing,
What?
Why did Razors think I was the father?
Because I told him so, on the spur of the moment.
But why?
Sorry, Dick, it was one of my all-time bad ideas.
So he was... He thought I'd got you into trouble and deserted you, like.
Well, sort of.
And he was sort of being your knight in shining armour, then.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, he's not a bad kid, really, is he?
No, he's not a bad kid at all.
Oh, I'll get it.
No, I'll get it, because it might be...
Oh, yeah, Bill. Oh, hi, yeah.
Hello.
Razors, hello, are you...
Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything stupid.
Oh, well, good.
I've come to apologise.
Oh, there's nothing to apologise for.
And not to you. To Mr. Barnes.
Oh, right. Well, he's here.
Oh, there's Brooke. I'm just off, is he?
Mr. Barnes, I wanted to apologise for what happened.
Oh, that's all right, lad. I understand. Say no more about it.
I'm ruining that pot you were making for Izzy.
Don't worry about it. I can make another no trouble.
Thanks for being so understanding.
Not at all. Right. Just, watch that temper of yours if I were you.
Yeah, I know. I'll count to 10 next time.
Oh, that's the idea. See you later, Izzy.
Bye, Dick.
Hey, wish me luck. Trying to make it up with my girlfriend.
Oh.
Okay. Well, come in.
What's he bothering with his girlfriend for?
What?
What about you?
What about me?
Well, I mean, now he's got you pregnant, he should be taking care of you, shouldn't he?
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Razors. I've misled you.
Misled me?
I told you Dick was the father, but it was a lie.
Oh, who was it then? That Cambridge geezer?
No. It was you.
Me?
Yeah.
Me at that?
Sit down. I should.
Too right.
I told you it was Dick because I didn't want you to worry. You're too young to be landed with responsibility.
Maybe. I think you might have told me.
Yeah, it was silly of me, but I was just trying to protect you. You've got a right to know, of course.
Well, do you want me to... Would you, like... Shall we get married, then?
No. No, that's not necessary these days. Now, I want to be a single mum.
Never. What, on your own?
Yes. Yep, that's what I want, really. But, I mean, it depends on what you want, too, of course.
Well, Well, I haven't got a clue.
Because... You're so young, Razors. You don't want to be tied down. I'd like to stay in touch, of course.
Yeah. It may be when I'm a bit older and the kid's a bit older. Maybe it could come and stay weekends with me or something.
Well, yes. Why not? That'd be lovely.
You sure you can cope?
Oh, yes. I've got very supportive friends. Maria's already suggested we can share a nanny so I can get back to work.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, won't you? Yeah, as soon as I get a job... I'll help you out a bit too.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Well, it's quite a bombshell, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep, sobering experience, but...
But wonderful as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Razors.
Thank you, Izzy. I've got a new ambition now.
What's that?
I want to be a granddad by the time I'm 35.
Oh.
Yeah.
there's fire.
But there isn't even any smoke in this situation, is he? And I've never been. Smokers.
Who is the father, then?
I told you, it's this other chap. You remember, you met him a couple of weeks ago, but he couldn't stop. Bill!
Look, Dick. It's not just all this Izzy being pregnant stuff.
Isn't it?
I've been thinking all weekend, since you came round.
What? What do you reckon, then?
It's time to call it a day.
You mean... anyway...
Yeah. Well, give it a rest for a bit, eh? God, I'm fed up of men upsetting me.
But I'd never dream of upsetting you.
Chill out, okay? See you.
Chill out? Oh, heck.
Dick!
Oh, hello, Maria.
Is he around?
Somewhere.
How is she today?
Oh, man, not so good. She saw Bill at the weekend.
Oh, Lord, yes. Bill, what happened?
Well, he let her down, didn't he? Didn't want to know. I'll smash the bastard's face if ever I see him again.
Oh, I think that's going a bit far, Dick. I mean, it's a bit much expecting a man to take responsibility for another man's child.
Pardon?
Well, it isn't Bill's child after all.
It wasn't me, Maria.
You, Dick. Whoever said it was?
Razors.
Razors?
Who is the father, then?
Razors.
Razors?
Razors, but he must never know.
Why not?
Too young and too untender.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Maria. Oh, you're a bit keen, aren't you? I thought you weren't coming back to work till after Christmas.
Oh, I just came in to borrow a few books, mug up on the latest changes to the national curriculum.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Just can't stop playing around with it, can they? Talk about the nanny state.
Oh, yes. Oh, we must talk about nannies too soon.
Oh, well, my GCSE mom's waiting. I'm off.
Dick.
What?
Have you sorted things out with Linda yet?
No. To be honest, Izzy, it's over.
Over? Oh, surely not. You were saying yourself...
No, I don't want to talk about it at the moment. Okay.
Oh, but you can't just give up.
I'll see you later.
What? Oh, isn't this awful?
I could never see any future in it.
Why not?
Well, Linda's not really Dick's type. She's so damned young and energetic. She's worn him out.
I can't bear seeing him being so brave.
He didn't look brave, Izzy. He looked quite composed to me.
No. Maria, you aren't wrong about this. I know that look. He's being pig-headed.
How do you mean?
Well, she got jealous for no reason, really. Threw a tantrum. He went round next day to try and make it up, but she threw him out.
So, where does the pig-headedness come in?
He's sulking now, punishing her. I'll soon sort him out.
Sort him out? How?
I'll drop a few tactful hints. Soon get them back together again.
What if they don't want to be back together again?
Oh.
Why don't you have a word with Linda?
Oh, God, no. She frightens me to death. No. I shall just have a little word with Dick. Don't you worry. I'll sort it out. Do you know what they used to call me at college?
Interfering old rat bag, perhaps?
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Little Miss Cupid. Bing. Oh, God. Oh, there's Alan Brown. I must have a word. I'll see you soon.
Don't do anything rash.
Alan?
Hi, Izzy. How are you? Feeling better?
Yes, thank you.
Tummy bug, was it? Or an epic hangover?
Actually, Alan, I'm pregnant.
Good girl. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You look happy about it.
Well, I am.
When's it due?
June.
So, you want to talk about maternity leave?
Yes, please.
Right. And then I'll bore you stiff with horror stories about my first, William. He cried for 8 months. Only stopped for the occasional bevy.
Come on then, now, Nick Newman, get this job done. There you go. I get that, love.
Oh, what are you doing? Good to see you.
We brought some baby clothes.
Great. Thanks very much. And Maria!
Hello, Maria. How's it going?
Oh, surviving. Just. How are you?
Fine. Razor's grown out of these. I thought you might like them.
Oh, thanks. Just what we need.
Hey, do you want to see a cuppa?
I don't think so, man. Can't stop.
We're just on our way to collect Rose from nursery.
Oh, yes. I must pick your brains about nurseries one day. Well, thanks for all this. And I can pass them on to Izzy afterwards.
Isn't it wonderful? I can't believe she's pregnant. And she sat there all last Saturday evening and never said a word.
Well, she would, wouldn't she?
Pregnant and single. Not a state I'd like to be in.
Well, looks as if she's on her own.
Bill? Bill's gone to ground. One whiff of Nappy-san and she couldn't see that bugger for dust.
She'll be all right. Women often manage better on their own.
All the same, I can't help feeling every kid needs a dad.
Quite. Izzy'll cope with a little help from her friends.
Hey, look, it's staring us in the face. What she needs is Dick.
Dick?
Yeah.
I thought Dick had a girlfriend.
No, not anymore. He split up with Linda.
Well, all the better, darling. He can leap into Izzy's arms on the rebound.
Oh. He's certainly always adored
her. Don't be ridiculous, Gwyn. It's not for us to interfere with Izzy's life.
But it's the perfect solution, love. Oh. A Dick? Dick is one of nature's stepfathers. It'll be easy, see? Look, I'll take Dick down the pub, get a few pints down him, point out where his duty lies, and suggest that the moment he's been waiting for all his life has finally arrived. Cheers, then, Dick.
Cheers. Mm. How's father, old then?
Oh, great, man. Should be compulsory.
Oh, I like kids. You know I was going out with this PE teacher from school, Linda.
Oh, yeah. Real cracker, by all accounts.
Oh, aye. Well, I even fantasised a bit about having a baby with her, but it hasn't worked out.
Well, it's all over now, then.
Oh, aye, yeah.
You were a bit cut up about it, like?
No. Funny, isn't it? Oh, all right, panicky at first, but I feel kind of relieved now.
Yeah, well, put it down to experience, eh?
All right.
So, Dick, you feeling okay?
Oh, never better.
Good. Because I have got important news for you, brother.
What?
Your hour has come.
Has he? Why?
You forget about Linda. Your destiny is altogether more glorious.
Glorious? Crikey.
Now, I am talking about the woman you were born to love, Dick.
Eh?
Yeah. She may have snubbed you in the past, but she needs you now. She's been betrayed. She's been abandoned. She's desperate. She's just waiting for Sir Dick to gallop to her rescue.
Have I met her?
Met her? Of course I met her. You're practically married to her already, man. But, you know, apart from the ring.
Well, I may be being a bit thick, Gwyn, but I'm not quite sure what you're talking about. I can't think of any other woman I know apart from Linda. Well, except Izzy, of course. Well,
precisely. Yeah.
Izzy, don't be daft.
There's nothing daft about it, Ruth.
Izzy would never go for me, not in a million years.
Well, yes, she would. You listen to me, Dick. Think of it from her point of view. On her own, struggling along with a baby, nobody to help her, nobody to offer a bit of support, nobody to share her worries with. Utterly alone.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah. You see my point? You offer your help, your support, and your devotion, of course. She realized you've been sent by her guardian angel.
Oh, I suppose she does need help, doesn't she?
But desperately, man. And who better to offer it than the bloke she's relied on for years? Who's more important to her than anybody else?
Me?
You, bruv.
Oh, well, put like that, it's sort of a duty, isn't it?
That's right. It's a sacred duty, Dick.
Crikey.
I just wondered how you are at the moment, you know, in yourself.
In myself, oh, champion.
And you're looking a bit hangdog, Dick, you know.
Hangdog?
Yeah, you're feeling a bit low, are you, about Linda?
Oh, no, not at all. No, that's all over and done with. I put her right out of my mind.
Really, are you sure?
Absolutely.
But some people aren't much good on their own, though, are they?
Not much good?
Well, I mean, you know, being on your own is a bit of a waste, really, when you could be... You know, you could be living with someone, taking care of each other, no?
Oh, well, you're right there, Izzy, but sometimes, I don't know,
What?
Well, sometimes you feel you mustn't push yourself forward, you know, be a burden.
Oh, now, Dick, you could never be a burden.
Couldn't I? Well, good. The thing was, you see,
What thing was what?
I didn't want to appear to be,
What? What do you call what?
Oh, in French, like, what do you call it?
Well, how should I know, dear? What is it in English, for goodness sake?
Well, you know, when someone's sort of, unwanted, you know, de trop, that's it.
No, but, no, you are not unwanted, Dick, that's just the point.
Aren't I?
No, how could you be?
Oh, if only I'd known, I'd have...
But it might not have been the right moment, might it?
When? What?
Well, whenever. What I really mean to say is that what might not have been right then might be okay now, like, in view of the changed circumstances.
What changed circumstances? What the hell are you on about?
Well, you know, the developing situation, the ongoing, the way fate, you know, pokes its finger.
Fate pokes its finger? What the hell are you trying to say? Why can't you ever say what you mean in simple English without getting yourself all tangled up? I think you did it on purpose, I'm just infuriated.
Oh, crikey.
Spit it out in words of one syllable, all right? What are you on about?
Oh, sod it. I'm trying to propose to you, for God's sake.
To propose to me? To me?
Why? Oh, never mind. No, it was a stupid idea, really. Don't take that notice.
No. It wasn't a stupid idea at all, Dick.
Wasn't it?
Of course not. Although I couldn't possibly accept, of course, but it was a very kind idea and a very generous idea. You are a darling.
But, you can't accept...
Not really, Dick.
You think we're not suited?
Oh, dear, Dick, I think we might be quite well suited, really, in extreme old age.
Would we? Well, that's a start.
So ask me again in about 35, well, about 40 years' time.
Oh, if you're sure. I mean, I know I'm not up to much, but what there is, you're welcome to. And I love the baby as if it were me own.
Thank you, Dick. But no, it would never work. But friends, okay?
If that's what you want, is it?
And what about Linda?
Oh, that's over.
Are you sure?
Oh, why? Yeah, tell the truth. Since we split up, I felt...
What?
Well, it's been sort of restful.
Well, no more compulsory dancing.
Why? And no more bally high. But the worry's gone. But I always felt her friends thought I was a bit of a wally.
Oh, rubbish. Still, I'm glad you feel okay about it.
More relaxed, certainly. Quite like being single, you know, is it?
Well, strangely enough, so do I.
So if you're not going to be with Bill...
Oh, definitely not.
Will you want to go on sharing this flat with me?
Oh, yes.
So, I could still be here, like, when the baby comes and everything.
Of course, Dick.
Would you mind if I, could I perhaps give you a hand with it, is it?
Definitely.
You wouldn't know this, of course.
What?
Never having seen me at it, but I am quite good with babies.
Are you? Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I say it myself. When my sister Eileen had her first, I used to babysit for her ever such a lot.
Did you, by God?
Till they went to Tasmania. So I can change nappies and make up everything.
Can you really? I'm marvellous.
And what were you, not being married and me being on my own too? Well, we could be single parents, but together. Couldn't we?
Dick.
Up the Garden Path starred Imelda Staunton as Izzy, Mike Grady, Dick, Marty Cruikshank, Maria, Nicholas Le Prevost, Michael, Sean Probert, Gwyn, Neil McCall, Bill, Phyllida Nash, Louise, Geoffrey McGiven, Brown, Judith Jacob, Linda, and Renee Zaga as Razors. Up the Garden Path was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore.